Back on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIAK, we'll ask a new segment we're calling the Coach's Playbook, an opportunity to kind of give ourselves and our listeners a perspective of what's happening on the court. Here, Blaine Forsythe entering his third season as head coach of the Pella girls basketball team, a longtime assistant with the boys, and of course, a former player here at Pella. And when we talk Pella basketball, both boys and girls, one of the signature pieces is A, the three-point shot has always been a big part of it, but B, it's been defensive intensity and the press, and I know that's been a big part of what you've tried to bring to this team. First of all, let's take a step back and what is press? What is pressure in basketball, generally speaking? And what are, just generally speaking, some of the ways as a team you try to apply that pressure?
Yeah, you know, for us, pressure is making it difficult on the other team. You know, we want to, you know, apply that pressure in half court and the full court to make them uncomfortable, to make them play at a speed that they're not as comfortable with. But also through that pressure is by the end of the game, they're, you know, sick and tired of feeling that intensity, that energy. And we just feel like as we apply that by the end of the game, we're going to be, I don't want to say more fresh, but just used to that and playing against that in practice every single day where we can maybe squeak a couple, 2-3 points and at the end of the game and knowing that that can be the difference. And I think it just takes a toll mentally as well. If you're getting pressured for 32 straight minutes, it's exhausting physically and mentally. And we want to make sure that we're putting our girls through those situations throughout an entire practice and season where they build that capacity to be able to sustain that for 32 minutes.
Well, and for those who maybe know basketball, it's the ultimate risk and reward, right? If you play a team that has a great ball handler, great passers, it can really shift how you want to do it or apply it, or they got a deeper bench than you do. So generally speaking, we can even go back to last year. You didn't play press 100% of the time, right? You didn't sit there and have girls in the face of opponents depending on who you were playing. So when you're making those decisions, how do you kind of shape, okay, hey, this is going to be a full court pressure kind of game where we're going to be on them for 32 minutes, or this is going to be more of a, we're going to try and do half court pressure. What, as a coach, do you try to look for and say, hey, what, where do we find that perfect opportunity?
Yeah, you know, I think in some of the bigger games where we've found success is just trying to mix it up, you know, trying to make it unpredictable of when we're coming, whether we're going a man press, a zone press, whether we're playing man in the half court or zone in the half court. If we can continue to mix up those looks and get them maybe out of rhythm just a little bit to create that small advantage is how we're going to dictate it. And there's some games where we mix up defenses a lot and some games where we're just going to be pressed the entire time. And our assistant coach, Brett Bell, does a great job of mixing those in, kind of consider him the defensive coordinator, if you will, give him free rein of when he wants to do those things. And sometimes I probably confuse the girls because I'm calling one thing and he's calling another thing and I just need to keep my mouth shut because he does a great job of coaching that and teaching that. And our girls really buy into that kind of multi-defense look, but still providing or applying that pressure to create that confusion for the other team.
Here with Pella girls basketball coach Blaine Forsythe talking press defense. So you just talk about multiple looks. For those who don't know, what are just maybe the top three or four different kind of press defenses that maybe not just from you, but they'll see throughout the Little Hawkeye Conference, especially with some of the great coaches we have?
Yeah, you know, I mean, just a straight man press. Some people are going to press you in the full court with no traps. Some people are going to send traps, you know, with that man press. You'll see 2-2-1s. You'll see 1-2-2. You'll see a diamond press. You know, and a lot of people kind of have their own philosophy on those. So we see a number of those and just being able to mix those up and put people in positions where maybe they're not used to being in or having a different ball handler coming up, bringing the ball up the court. So then you have to start your offense a little bit differently are kind of the ones that you'll see a lot of. You know, for us sometimes too, playing a zone press, you get 8 less seconds on the shot clock. And that can be a huge, you know, when if you're a team that likes to go right away, we're slowing you down a little bit, and so now you're deeper in the shot clock, and then there creates a little bit of heightened awareness, and so now you're attacking before you want to, or you're attacking from a different spot. So it just creates some different looks that maybe they don't see week in and week out, or have to prepare for an extra thing that they've seen us throw at teams. You know, it just creates some small advantages in any, you know, sometimes against teams who are highly ranked or, you know, super competitive, have really high level basketball players, just a small look or a different look can be the difference in the game.
Well, and then implementation is also a big key, right? Because I'm guessing you wouldn't run the types of defense you do if you don't have the athletes, right? The speed that you've had the last couple of years certainly hasn't hurt. The types of high IQ athletes that you have this season, even in years past, doesn't hurt. So how do you take that from it's awesome to draw it up on the drawing board, but if you have a bad press, coach, then you're getting beat by 12, 14-point margins regularly. So how do you get the girls prepared to make sure that they're in that right set or that right even mind frame to get themselves ready to attack a team and put pressure on a team?
Yeah, you know that, you know, a lot of our girls are, yeah, we have a lot of girls that play multiple sports, so they're, you know, always moving. We're going to be in really good shape. And you know, if we need to, we're going to always do what's best for our team. So if it's not best to press the entire game or press, you know, we might look at different presses or, you know, settle into a half court and switch it up in that half court. So being smart with that, but also knowing, you know, through our Pella Hoops Club, like, you know, start pressuring them, start pressing, just to get them used to that and being able to adapt to different settings.
Well, and last question then is one of the things is statistically last year, when you look at your numbers, you probably had the highest or among the highest in terms of offensive possessions that came from that in terms of generating steals, in terms of the number of shots you take. I'm sure your shooting percentage wasn't anything to write home about, but one of the crazy things about your press is that it created so many opportunities that you were just always had the, seemed like you always had the ball after a good press set. So, you know, talk about what that has meant to the team. To maybe you don't have a terrific roster of shooters on one year, but if you get a bunch of shots, you still get to take them all. Yeah,
you know, that's what makes basketball fun, is when you get to shoot the basketball and you know, when you have the basketball in your hands. So if we can create more opportunities for our girls to get shots up, even if the percentage is a little bit lower, we just feel like, you know, if we're taking shots, we're going to eventually make, you know, a couple, and we're not afraid to throw shots up, you know, three-pointers, layups, wherever we can sneak a couple buckets is always a great opportunity. And I think it's just, you look at our statistics over the last couple of years, we haven't had anybody average more than probably 12 points, but you have a lot of girls that are taking shots and giving them opportunities just to have fun in the game of basketball too. We want it to be a fun environment to be a part of. It allows more girls to play. We're not just going to sit with five girls playing the entire game. You know, you get other people in the game, you get them involved, you get them engaged. And I think our girls will say it is a fun style. You know, I think there, you probably have some that wish they could play the full 32 minutes, but if you're playing hard and you're, you know, giving 100% effort, you're not going to be able to play. And we kind of want that to be kind of that badge of honor of, yeah, I need a break because I've been playing so hard. And, you know, give another teammate an opportunity to score, or, you know, create an assist opportunity. And those are things that we praise our players for. We want to share the basketball, and we say value the basketball, and that's good shots, not turning the basketball over, and creating a better shot for your teammate. So overall, yeah, just a great style to play, a fun style to play that gets a lot of girls involved, instead of just, you know, four or five or six. It gives you some depth and some flexibility of how you attack different teams.
That's a look at our coach's playbook. Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella Girls basketball team, thanks for sharing some insights. Look forward to seeing that press in action often on our Tuesdays and Friday broadcasts.
Thanks, Andrew.